Real Estate Time, Ben Reed. What a day we had on Wednesday, Ben. Blustery conditions, the odd shower came through, but that didn't stop us raising money for the Royal Children's Hospital appeal, did it?
No, it did not. It hasn't rained in 2 months and it managed to pour down on us halfway through the game, didn't it?
I didn't have a jacket, but, you know, it was great.
Yeah, it was a fantastic day. And look, thanks to everyone who attended and sponsored. You know, if I can just give a quick shout-out to Chemist Warehouse, Club Toker Mall, SEN3AW, House of Golf, and the beautiful Penfold, who all donated for the day to help us raise as we speak. Donations are still coming in, but we've got over 25K that's going directly to the Good Friday appeal, which is great.
Are you going to turn up on the appeal with a big oversized jumbo check?
No, not exactly. But we had the good people of the Good Friday appeal come out and have a chat to the agents, and I'm sure that, you know, listeners, there'll be plenty of opportunities between now and Good Friday to donate your hard-earned, and no better cause needs your money. So if you have got some spare change, it is absolutely the best place to put it to.
Well, speaking of big checks, there'll be plenty of vendors banking some today. It is a monster auction day, Ben.
Huge auction day, the best and biggest we've had all year, and rivals that which we saw sort of late last year in December. Nearly 2,000 auctions are scheduled for Melbourne across this weekend. We've got 350 suburbs that have got at least one auction. The top auction location, as we often see, is Reservoir, with 38 auctions in Reservoir, followed by Glen Waverley, Richmond, both with 29 auctions each.
With such an influx, what's the clearance rate been doing? Has it held up?
It actually bumped up a little bit from the week prior last week. We had a clearance rate of 63%, which, given the volume of auctions and the consistency of the volume of auctions, it's remained pretty steady.
Now, it's not often we are in the northern suburbs for the top house, but here we are in Ascot Vale. Ben, give us the result.
Oh, this was a magnificent home. 16 Rothwell Street in Ascot Vale. Joe Zucco was the lucky agent from McDonald Upton to sell this property. Nearly a half acre block in Ascot Vale, which in and of itself is very, very rare, but circa 1904 Edwardian Mansion. And this one was quoted $6.6 million to $7 million. And this one sold in excess of the quoted range, $7,250,000. Top buyers all looking locally to snap up what is an absolute rare gem.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous. Top apartment, Bayside. We're often in this area for this sort of sale. Ben, take us through it.
Very popular with downsizers, this type of property. Two at 18 Dendy Street in Brighton. Leanne Potter from Buxton Brighton was a selling agent for this. It was a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, two-car townhouse on just over 400-odd square metres. So very manageable, only about 500 metres from the beach and the shops down there at Dendy Street. And this one sold for $2,030,000 after being quoted 1.85 to 1.95.
We go to Melton for the bargain house, Ben.
Yeah, this was actually a good little buy for a first home buyer or investor that snapped this one up. Four Turn Court in Melton. Not often we see properties even in Melton selling under $400,000. And this three-bed, two-bath house on 581 square metres sold for just that, $393,000.
And the bargain apartment is in an iconic part of Melbourne, Bendigo Street, the old GTV9 headquarters, boys.
Oh, this one's not the old GTV9. It's sort of, you know, snuck in there right in front of the GTV9. I used to look at this apartment complex sitting on my balcony from the other side of the street. This was 12 at 54 to 62 Bendigo Street in Richmond. So a 1970s built original apartment complex. There's about 12 in the block there, I believe. And this was a one bedroom that sold for $310,000.
You know what type of guy Ben is, Emily? Ben, on his golf day that he organised for the Royal Children's Hospital appeal, hit the longest drive, and because he was the organiser, said, no, it wasn't me, and gave it to the next longest drive candidate.
You wouldn't expect anything
what sort of guy is that? Isn't that right, Ben?
Well, you can't top win block. Your own competition. I made that mistake first time. The first time we held this, and we've been doing it now for the last 4 or 5 years, my group won it, and it was not received very well. It was met with boos and hisses. And so I handed over the longest drive prize to the second biggest.
Well, that is very good, because you hit a big ball, as opposed to your old man and I, who don't hit them that big. But anyway, we were out there having a crack, and we loved it.
Oh, great. Well, hopefully we'll see you again next year. And Emily, you're available, we'd love to have you next year too.
I'd like to caddy. Although I've had lessons and I go to the driving range, I don't quite have the confidence yet to fill it to play a full game. Although my dad has said there's plenty of bad golfers out there. Why don't you just get out there?
Get amongst them.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm in.
Good on you. Thanks, Ben. Thanks for coming on board, and we'll speak to you soon.
Okay, chat soon. Cheers.